Hello, everybody. Ben, you want to say hello, too?
Ah, sure do. Howdy, friends.
You know what? I'd sing something if someone would ask me.
Oh, don't tell us you want coaxing now. Get on with it, boy.
We're in the money. We're in the money. Yes, we've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. And the skies are sunny. Old man trouble, you are through, you've done us wrong. We never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it, lend it, send it, roll it along. We're in the money. We're in the money. Oh, money. Yes, honey. We never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy smack dab in his good eye. We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it. Let's lend it. Let's spend it, lend it, send it rolling. Hey, Lord.
What's the deal now, Rosemary?
I'd like to sing a song called Love and Learn.
Say, that's very catchy. Love and Learn.
It's catchier than flypaper.
Love and Learn. Of course, the question always is, do we?
We can only try.
Well, even if we don't learn anything, it's not a total loss, is it?
Aha! You're learning. Love and Learn, folks.
To love and learn, I was a fool to fall. It is better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. Another broken heart, that's how the story goes. And only time will tell the tender story of a broken heart that had to love and learn to find another heart to love. To find another heart to love.
Easter is a lovely time. It's a time to send a greeting card to people you care about. And you'll find the most wonderful Easter cards in the world are those by Norcross. And there are so many different Norcross Easter greeting cards. Religious, sentimental, and cards to send to relatives and to the younger set. For Easter or any occasion, pick the card with the N on the back. Norcross greeting cards say the things you want to say.
Rosie, would you reach over there and pick a ditty from the rack?
Fine, Bing. What do we do? Something dramatic or something light?
I'd like to go a little heavy. I seem to be in the mood for something with depth. Something a fellow can get his teeth in. Something dramatic.
Mm. How about singing We Just Couldn't Say Goodbye? That gripping enough for you?
Ooh, that's grim. Stark, somber. You know, I may even peel an onion to induce a few tears during the number.
Don't you dare.
We thought that love was over, that we were really through.
I said I didn't love her, we'd begin anew.
And you can all believe me, we sure intended to.
But we just couldn't say goodbye.
The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried.
The curtains started waving for me to come inside.
I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide.
And we just couldn't say goodbye.
The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below.
With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So I went back and kissed her. When I looked around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye.
Back and kissed her. When I look around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye.
Now let's see what Buddy Cole has in mind, shall we? What's the action, Buddy?
Have Organ Will Swing, Rosie.
You have an album of that title, don't you,
yes,
Buddy?
Yes, indeed. And in that album is a tune called Two Little Girls, written for my two little girls, you know.
Oh, yes, Tina and Kathy.
Those are the little girls. They're getting big now. Matter of fact, Two Little Girls was in the first album I did for Warner Brothers.
Well, get over there to the organ and play it for us, will you?
You know I will.
Thank you. Say, Bing, did you know that there may be a shortage of policemen in New York for long?
No, I didn't know. Why's that, Ken?
Well, nobody really seems to know. Just that young men just aren't applying for jobs as police officers like they used to.
Well, that seems rather odd. Gee, the traditional New York policeman ranks right along with the London Bobby and the Parisian gendarme, I would think, in legend, song, story.
Well, nevertheless, the New York Police Department doesn't seem to attract young men like it used to.
Well, I don't want to brush off this problem, to tell the truth, but right now I'm more concerned about the Rome Police Department.
The Rome Police Department?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rome, Italy?
Where else?
Well, there's Rome, Illinois. There's a lot of them around the country.
Yeah, Rome, Georgia?
Yeah.
Well, they're thinking of seriously, you know, over in Rome, of adding women to the Rome police force.
Police women in Rome?
Yeah, for the first time in history, we may see young Italian girls as police officers.
Ooh, do you suppose these police women will be pretty girls like the gals in the Italian movies?
Sicuro, positivamente, Natch.
Gee, just imagine a Gina Lola Brigida, the type directing traffic.
Oh, that type has been stopping traffic. Hey, maybe they can unsnarl it, though. You can't tell.
Golly, I hope the Rome Police Department doesn't put drab old police uniforms on these lovely creatures.
Now, Ken, let's give the Italians credit for more imagination than that. Never let it be said that a Roman would drape a beautiful figure improperly.
I guess not, but what's your guess on the Italian policewoman's uniform? What'll it be?
Well, first off, Ken, I think that the Italian police girls should all wear those big floppy straw hats.
Nice.
And, of course, the capri pants.
Oh, yes, those are the kind of form-fitting ones, aren't they?
Yes, remember, these fillies have the forms to fit. You see, this is going to be an entirely new police organization. We want it to be as outstanding as possible.
I understand. Now, what sort of a blouse do you suggest?
I don't know if a blouse would be right with this kind of a uniform. I think one of those off-the-shoulder sweaters might be
nice.
Chic, don't you think?
Yeah.
That and some very attractive sandals, open-toed, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That should about complete the costume, I would think.
Oh, I think that'll do it. Now, what about guns for these gals?
Oh, no guns. No. Don't be gauche. Let's be a little more subtle, Ken.
Well, what then?
Tiny silver stilettos. Jewel-encrusted, naturally.
Stilettos.
Yes, sir.
Rather a Florentine touch, isn't it?
Or perhaps Venetian.
Yes,
I don't know,
indeed. You know something? I just had a thought. If New York is having trouble getting young men for the police force, how about importing some of these Italian beauties to fill out the ranks?
You said fill out, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Terrific idea, Ken. I'd say for a man of your age, you're thinking.
It's my age that makes me think this way, I imagine.
I tell you, it's men with vision and imagination, such as yours, Ken, that keep this country in the key position that it occupies today.
Oh, I don't know. I just made a little suggestion.
Suggestion? Nothing. You've come up with a sensational idea. If you don't have a spaghetti dish named after you like Caruso or Tate Trezzini did, I miss my guess.
Do you think so?
Positivamente. You're a cinch to get a fancy sauce whipped up in your honor. Absolutely. Why, the waiters will cheer when you walk into Romeo Salta's restaurant.
No kidding.
Certainly.
Oh, you suppose there's any chance of anyone making a special pizza pie in my honor?
You can expect several special Ken Carpenter pizza pies to be dedicated to you, sir.
Oh, I'd like that. Say, Bing, by the way, you didn't include a badge or a star for that uniform you envisioned for these Italian girls.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to hang a star someplace, or fellas will be asking these pretty signorinas to go to the beach. Go for a stroll. Central Park.
Oh, I can hardly wait. I'll tell you, I'm really looking forward to seeing these beautiful imported cops on Fifth Avenue and elsewhere.
Won't it be enchanting?
Oh, it might even be a pleasure to get pinched by one of these girls.
Well, don't get carried away now. Pinch back.
I'll tell you. I can't think of a more attractive reason for getting thrown in the clink for a couple of days.
It's certainly better than getting tossed in the pokey for jaywalking.
Yeah, or sleeping on the grass.
Time. Now, Ken, I suppose I should get at the singing again, don't you? Will you excuse me?
Positivamente, senor.
Positivamente, indeed.
Arrivederci, Roma. Goodbye to Rome. City of a million moonlit places, city of a million warm embraces, where I found the one of all the faces, far from home. Arrivederci, Roma. It's time for us to
apart. Save the wedding bells for my returning. Keep my lover's arms outstretched and yearning. Please be sure the flame of love keeps burning in her heart.
Rosie, if you don't mind, I think I'll climb back into my hammock. Would you sing something soothing?
I'm just delighted to do it. How's this?
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand, both thine eyes are cute, what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet lollapalooza in thee. I'd be so rich in a hut for two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of not a lot of land, and thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
Wraps up this session, ladies and gentlemen. Bye for now.
And so we'll be back again, folks, with Buddy and the boys and Ken, some music and some conversation. Meantime, you take care of yourselves, you hear, and take it easy.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Join us again tomorrow, won't you?